go ahead, NBC. This is Shay. Just a moment, I'll put Mr. Pine back on again.
Hello, New York. All right. All right, let's go ahead then. In just 30 seconds from now. Hello, WHO. This is Herb Plambeck, serving as your war correspondent, again speaking from Paris. A few hours before leaving Des Moines, I went to the office of WHO's vice president and manager for final instructions. Mr. Malin, in his usual mild-mannered way, suggested, in doing my broadcasts from Europe, I keep in mind some Midwestern family seated in their living room or around the table, and talk to them just as though I were in their home. This plan appeals to me and will be used to a considerable extent. I will, however, have to anticipate your questions. Today, I'll assume you're wondering about the boys, yours and the neighbors that I've seen, and about some of the sights they're seeing in their brief stay in Paris. Preparatory work for assignments to forward areas and for some farm broadcasts have kept me on the jump, but I have found time to meet a few of our Midwestern men and women. Most of the boys are right in from the front, still wearing battle clothes, very grateful to be away from the grim struggle a few days, and eager to see the city. Others, stationed in or near Paris, enjoy a day off too. Appropriately for a farm editor, the first American soldier I came in contact with here was an Iowa farm boy, Private First Class John Carston, whose folks live near Wachier in Keokuk County. Young Carston almost had tears in his eyes when he heard a familiar voice from home, and in our case, that was particularly true, for, like countless other GIs here, he always listened to WHO at home. Carston has been in service 3 years, has gone through the ordeal of San Lo and the Belgium Bulge, and says keeping busy writing and seeing as much as he can helps him from getting too homesick. He was at the American Red Cross Club just about to board a sightseeing bus when I first saw him. Among other comments, he referred to some brothers in service and to a Miss Betty Herman. When the boys come in for their pass, they report to a large registration center where they're assigned beds and given information and assistance. Checking in when I happened there was one of our Southern Minnesota WHO fans, Tech 5 Delwood Hostetler, whose folks live at Marshall, Minnesota. He's with the Third Army, has seen much action, was delighted to find a WHO representative, and was going to see Paris. In the same building, another WHO listener, before he put on a uniform, was Private First Class Keith Pearson of Butte, Nebraska, also with the Third Army, looking very well indeed. Pearson was sending his mother some perfume. Also on passes were Private Bill Potts, whose folks live on an acreage near Grinnell, and Private First Class John Naughton of Marshalltown. I'll have more on them in a later report. It's interesting to watch the boys just in from the line. They're anxious to see all they can, and they get such a kick out of everything. That's understandable. The French shops where they buy souvenirs from home, and the pretty American nurses in wax, and neat little French girls, and countless bicycles, some of them hooked in front of two-wheel trailers, and odd-looking little autos, funny little hacks drawn by horses and serving as taxicabs. These and hundreds of other sights are a far cry from the noise and hell of war. The boys have quite a time kidding each other, trying to read French signs, looking to see if they might possibly bump into somebody, finding a theater, or just plain getting lost. Many also avail themselves of the opportunity to go on tours conducted by the American Red Cross. Army nurses and others, as well as GIs, find these tours highly interesting and educational. Nurse Lieutenant Rose Marie Cockatee, whose parents live in Davenport, and who now is stationed at an American hospital near Paris, waiting to be reassigned, was on a tour that I attended. So was Private First Class Ernest Robeson of Route 1, Galva, Illinois, a third Army man in service over 2.5 years and ready to go home anytime. Many of you would enjoy a similar trip, so I'll enumerate a few highlights. Incidentally, it will also help me practice my French, and I really need that practice. Starting at Rainbow Corner, the tour goes on past the Madeleine Church, widely known for its Greek architecture, stopping first at Place de la Concorde, from which point the group sees where the guillotine was used some 3,000 times in an earlier period and where bullet holes mark the spots where collaborationists held out during the liberation of Paris last fall. The stop also gives an excellent view of the Champs-Élysées, world-famous street, and in the distance, the Arc de Triomphe, Napoleon's Arch of Triumph. The tour also includes stops at the former Royal Mansion with its innumerable rooms and its lovely statuary, at Notre Dame Cathedral, at the final resting place for Napoleon, and at the Eiffel Tower, 984 feet high, weighing 7,000 tons, and referred to as the granddaddy of all skyscrapers. A statue of Joan of Arc and the sight of green grass and crocuses just budding on boulevards along the way added beauty to the trip. The old Roman buildings and Europe's oldest university were very interesting, but the most impressive sight of all was the tomb of the unknown soldier, banked by flowers and with an everlasting flame, a reverent tribute to the heroes who gave their lives for the cause of freedom in this war and in the last. Every person who passes this eternal memorial pays his or her respect with silence and a solemn salute. Time won't permit more detail on the sights of Paris, and certainly we must realize only a fortunate few of our servicemen and women get a visit here. The others must keep on with their hard, grim task at the front. I'll have something about them soon, for I'm going to forward areas in a few days. Meanwhile, with thoughts of home, this is Herb Plambeck in Paris, returning you to Des Moines.
Hello, NBC. Hello, NBC. Shaped NBC. Hello, NBC. Just a moment.
Hello, New York. Hello, New York. Yes? Fine. How is the report on it? Very good. Thank you. Thank you.